It's time for our Fargo Forest Coaches Conversation, our weekly conversation this week with head coach Brett Skinner. Coach, I know it was a little bit odd the last couple weeks, of course, getting back home with family, with holidays, things of those sorts, the New Year. So happy holidays. Hopefully you're able to enjoy your Christmas and your New Year as well. But when you look at the performance the team has put out those first five games and about 10 days back from break, you guys went 2-3. How do you assess that handful of games since Christmas and guys getting their skating legs back underneath them, things of those sorts?
Yeah, I think we went 3-2, but yeah, you know, it was fine. Like you said, the first two games are on the road, obviously two big wins for us, going into Sioux Falls right out of the break. You know, that game can always be unpredictable. Like, you get the kids back in the evening and then, you know, quick turnaround to get on the road, and then they have to go into Omaha again the next day. I think probably the hardest part was that Wednesday home game against Lincoln, because they'd only played one game coming out of the break. You know, so they're, I think their one game was at Omaha, which was 30 minutes down the road. And then they come up to Fargo, and we're coming off two pretty hard fought games on the road. And then I liked our process in the game. Just looked like they had a little bit more pop, and, you know, probably when you dig into it, they just capitalized on their limited chances. And they have a kid who's skating at about a goal a game clip, which is kind of unheard of in our league. So, you know, they put the puck in the net. I thought it was nice to rebound with a really high quality Friday night game against Tri-City, a team that's very structured and plays really disciplined defensively. And then, you know, Saturday for our game, I mean, you know, a little bit of a slow start with that five games in 8 days. You're kind of expecting that, especially five games in 8 days is a lot for the kids at any point in time. But when you got to do it coming out of the break, thought we kind of reversed what you would think. Like, we got off to a slow start and then, you know, ended up kind of, the message going into the third was, hey, it's been a lot of hockey and you might be tired right now, but let's just completely empty the tank. Then I thought the kids did a good job of that. You know, coming out with a really good effort in that third period, but ultimately just wasn't enough. But, you know, for me, being able to come out of the break with limited practice time, you know, was happy with the results.
Yeah, that's on me. I was looking at that and I mixed up. It is 3-2. Yeah. So everybody was right except for me on that.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
When, you guys, over the holiday break, you made a trade with Des Moines, sending out goaltender Alan Lendak, and it looks to be a 2027 Phase 2 fourth-round draft pick. You get a couple pieces in return. This upcoming year, a Phase 2 draft pick, a first-rounder in 2026, an affiliate forward, and then you bring in another forward that can hopefully help you guys on the ice, and Nate Deladonna. What are those pieces entail for you guys, and what is the thought process, the decision behind making a move like that? I would imagine partially also to get Lendak some more time in net as well as he develops.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously a tough trade, not something, you know, I really went into the break, you know, wanting to do or hoping to do, but Des Moines lost their goalie to college. So they were, you know, a situation where they needed a goalie, and obviously being a conference opponent, there's another train of thought where you could say, well, I could just let him, you know, not get a very good goalie, and that might be better for us. But, you know, so they had to put a pretty good package together for us. I think on the one hand, you know, we're worried about our organization and being the best we can be, but you also care about the kids and you want them, you know, to be in a position to be successful. And Lendo had kind of said, you know, like, AJ had a great first half. I thought Lendo also had a good first half. But you know, he had mentioned if he had the opportunity to go somewhere and be a full-time starter, he would have liked that opportunity. So it was a little bit of a combination of, you know, what was best for our organization and doing right by the kid and giving him an opportunity. But, you know, for us, you know, just with a kid of that caliber and the type of goalie he is, we did need a solid package in return. And for us, you know, in a game, only one goalie plays a night. So a strength for us was having two really good goalies, but you had, you know, an import goalie sitting on the bench for half the games. We felt like the opportunity to improve our forward group and maybe get a little bit more scoring up front and a little bit more stability down the middle was important with adding Deladonna, who also has a ton of USHL experience. So he's you know, even in the short term, like there's leadership qualities there that this kid provides that, you know, with a team that, you know, our 4 20-year-olds are all new to the league. We don't have a lot of 19-year-olds with league experience, you know, in that 06 age group, just because we've turned over so many kids here in the last couple of years, that bringing in an 06 with league experience, he kind of knows the right thing to say at the right times on the bench, things like that that are really invaluable on top of his stick. And then obviously the phase two first is an important piece that, you know, we can either use here in the short term to add another potential forward, or, you know, you can just always use that pick, you know, which is obviously that first round is going to be probably a roster player for your next season. And then the affiliate player, he's a skilled player. He's playing Minnesota high school right now, projects to be a talented player in the league someday. So it's, you know, almost like a player for now. The phase two first is either another player for this year, for sure a body for next year, and then another body for either next year or even the year after potentially, or both. So we felt like we got really good value for what we, you know, set out to accomplish in the trade. And obviously Lendo gets to go somewhere and continue his development elsewhere, you know, and get the opportunity to be a starter. And then, you know, for us, coming down the hopper here, we do have an opportunity to bring in a young affiliate who's going to be a talented goalie as well. We're just kind of waiting on that to get up and running here with some obligations that he has elsewhere.
Coach, you just passed the official midway point of the season. I know I asked Coach Mullins last week about this, but if you could look back at the first half of the season, what's one thing you're really pleased with in the development of this team, and what's one thing for the second half of the season you'd like to see this team improve upon?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the amount of new players we have, and it's not really a youth thing, but just the overwhelming amount of new faces. I thought the team has really come together well. You know, I meet with the kids quarterly, and when you meet with them, you know, it's kind of unanimous that, you know, it's a tight-knit group. So I think that's a credit to the kids and, you know, their ability to come together. And then I think that shows on the ice, like our metrics all kind of line to, you know, being a defensively responsible team, you know, all things that would lead to like buy-in and a team first mentality. I think they've done a great job at, you know, some things to improve on. I think, a little bit of the finishing touch, the killer instinct in the offensive zone. I think, you know, since November 1st, we're the second best expected goals team, but we're dead last in expected to actual, which, you know, it's just that finishing touch with some of these guys where maybe they start to get comfortable with the league at first. They're feeling things out and, you know, but getting that desperation in our game, again, a little bit of that killer instinct around the net, generating some more second chance opportunities where, you know, we're generating a lot of chances, but can we, check down to different chances where, it's, you know, almost like an A+ chance where we're getting the rebound chances, tip in goals, stuff like that. So that would be an area to continue and improve on, but obviously, continue to improve in all facets of the game. Everyone's working hard in this league. So, you know, maybe just our day-to-day approach, continue to have, you know, that daily drive to get better.
Coach, when you look at obviously your roster overall, Mason West didn't join the team until after football season. So he's back with the team. He's made an impact on the ice in the short time he's been back. Obviously, you had a player like Zach Zimmerman, who's playing with his high school squad for another season. Then more than likely, he'll be back at the end of his high school season. You know, when you talk about some of the things we need to see improved, obviously, as the season goes along, obviously, goal scoring has kind of been low for this team. Goaltending and obviously defense has been great for this team. Obviously, with Mason West back, we've seen him have some goals, some assists, et cetera. And then, of course, hopefully Zach comes back towards the latter part of this season. Will that kind of be enough to kind of maybe jumpstart the offense a little bit? Or is it still just about kind of working through the process and then just, quite honestly, just seeing that puck go in the back of the net?
Yeah, I think as you dig into it, like we got up to a slow total goal start. So to get our, like if you click on the league stats and you're looking at total goals, it's tough to, you know, you have to go on like an unbelievable run to get back up into the top mix there. But if you go from segments and you break the season down, like our numbers are actually probably fine. Like we're still in a second place team right now. It's not catastrophically bad. I think we've been in a lot of tight games, and we're comfortable in tight games, but we've never had that one game where we completely blow a team out to maybe, we'll play the top teams in the standings really tight, and we've shown that we can win those games, but we'll play the teams at the lower end of the standings tight too. So it might just be a product of our style of play, but obviously being comfortable in those games long term is probably important. You can see some of those teams that scored a lot early now are starting to slip in the standings because they might not be comfortable playing that style of hockey. So, I think as far as like the total goals go, it's something we definitely want to improve on, but it's not easy. That's the hard part. If I had a magic pill that I could walk in there and be like, hey, we're generating 20 chances, I want four of these to go in, I'd probably be able to sell that pill to a lot of NHL teams and a lot of hockey coaches around the world. And that's the challenge. Obviously we're working on this stuff every day, and it's the same message as always. You still we want to defend hard and we want to be a good defensive team, but I say it all the time. If people ask if I'm an offensive coach or defensive coach, I said it's probably a little greedy or selfish, but I like to be good at both. And as much as we're a good defensive team and those numbers maybe jump off the page at you right away, I do think our possession numbers are really strong. I do think our chance generation is really strong. So those it's the process seems to be fine. It's just again that what's the answer to get the puck in the back of the net? It's either it's just going to take time. It's almost mathematically impossible. You can't generate that many chances and not score more. Do you need to add a couple guys that are somewhere else right now that are a little bit better at it? It's hard to sit here and say we're generating since November 1st the second most chances in the league. It's hard to say, well, we need different kind of chances. It doesn't really work that way. Right. And then you certainly don't want to say, well, let's generate less chances. That'll lead to more goals. So it's hard to really put your finger on the things you can control. So you kind of let the process play out. And again, like we're talking about this stuff constantly, just like we're talking about, we sit in the office and talk about this stuff endlessly either way, but certainly, and again, if you take out, the first little bit, which is generally a little bit more open and teams are waiting to get in their structure, we certainly didn't take advantage of that time of the year where you can kind of pour some goals in the back of the net. Our numbers really haven't been alarming. I think when you're sitting in the stands and, you want to score on every power play, it just doesn't work that way. Our power play has been actually pretty high end here the last three segments, close to 30%. But we did have two bad segments. So relative to like the full season, you have to outperform those two bad segments so much for the whole season to look good. But for me, it's just continuing to get better. You kind of started the question talking about Mason, like a kid like that. Obviously, any team, if you're going to lose one of your top offensive players for the first 3 months of the season, you'd sit here and say, you might struggle to score early in the year. We did spend a lot of our assets on building up a really nice decor. So, you'd probably say, hey, you're probably going to be a team that can defend well, but you might struggle to put the puck in the net. So some of this does make sense, overall. But, it's a 62-game season. We're continually working away and chipping away at it. And, a little bit like the Lendak trade, it was organizational strength, having two good goalies. And we shift things around a little bit to maybe add to the forward group and add to our draft capital and add to our affiliate list, which adds to the future. So there's different mechanisms in place to continue to work at this stuff. But obviously, it's just no one has a crystal ball. So you got to continue to work at it and have dialogue with your staff and all those good things that are actually kind of fun for me.
There you go. Coach, you started off the unofficial part of the second half of the season after Christmas. I believe you played five games in 8 days against four different teams, if I'm not mistaken. This weekend now coming up, you got a chance to take on the top team out east in Green Bay. Then you'll have a chance to get another shot at Lincoln. So a couple questions regarding all of that being said. How difficult is it to try and game plan, et cetera? I know you've talked with us in the past. It's a lot about focusing on the force yourself there and getting yourself right. But how tough is it to play four different teams in 5 days? And then as we transition from that question, how do you prepare for one of the top teams in the league when you got to go all the way out there to Wisconsin to take on the Gamblers?
Yeah, I think one of the nice things, I guess, about our travel being so tough here and being one of the furthest teams away is we generally do play the same team twice in a weekend. So anytime you kind of, especially coming out of the break, anytime you're playing different teams really quickly. Now, luckily, they were all Western Conference opponents. We had played them all already in the year. So, like, you have a package put together on how to play against these teams. I guess the one thing would be Tri-City has a new coach this year. Omaha has a new coach this year. So there's different challenges with that where you're kind of learning the nuance of a coach, where Sioux City, I've coached against that guy a ton, a really good coach. But, you know, you start to figure out different times of the game. You can almost anticipate what they're going to do, where you're trying to figure out a new coach. It's a little bit of a challenge. But obviously, we had played them before. When you go up against Green Bay, and you kind of mentioned it, we want to worry about ourselves. But we're always working to put together packages for the kids to make sure that they're prepared and they have a chance to be successful. I mean, there's only so many ways to play the game that at this point you might say something like, hey, this team's going to play a lot like Sioux Falls, for instance, you know, if we're going out to play an East team, or this team out East plays a lot like Tri-City. So the kids have a little bit of a comparison to what your preparation might look like in that week and why we're doing certain drills and, in preparation. And, for us, Green Bay, obviously, you know, the last 6 weeks here has been the number one team in the league for sure. And as you would have thought going into the season, I thought they were able to bring in some top end talent to their group in the summer. They're a high octane offense. They're going to come at you offensively. So, never mind just traveling to get there, making sure that we're sharp and ready to go defensively. But, it's going to be a challenge for sure. And, it's a good time of year for that test, I think. So I think we're excited for it.
At this point, just in wrapping up with you, Coach, since we're over halfway through the regular season officially, just by a game or two, how is the team starting to shape out into what you think will ultimately be the end of the season product and what is hopefully going to be a postseason team?
Yeah, well, I think especially for this time of year, we're in a good spot. Obviously, the league is extremely balanced this year, and you definitely have to have that forward mindset when you're in junior hockey. I think building this team, we have a few candidates of some kids that you bring in that are really strong candidates to pop in the second half. So you're kind of sitting watching for that. And we certainly have some kids that are coming out of the gate in the second half looking really strong, which can happen at this level. I think as far as being a playoff team, our defensive numbers are really strong. Our goaltending has been really strong. So that's usually things that are going to help you, down the stretch, as far as your ability to win tight games as the league tightens up. Obviously continue to work in on scoring goals, but again, we are generating chances, which would be more of a concern if, for me, if we weren't generating and we weren't possessing pucks and, if our ozone structure wasn't good and our ozone process wasn't good. But continuing to monitor the goal output will be important. But obviously for me, I think for this time of year, we have a strong base, continuing to build, continuing to have one eye on, where the journey is going, but obviously still staying present and what's right in front of us.